I want to ask again for your prayers. Want to try to bring before you the message that the Lord has placed upon my heart today. I want to ask you if you would read along with me today to turn to Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46. And I want to read a fairly short lesson, beginning with verse 9 and read through the end of the chapter, which is verse 13. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 13. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Verse 11 that I read, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. The title of my message today will be What He Says He Will Do. What He Says He Will Do in reference to God. And we are going through a time right now in our country that we go through periodically. We're going through a time that we are hearing a lot of promises being made. And I want us to think for just a moment about what men, and I mean people, I want us to think oftentimes what people will do with a promise, how they will use a promise. They will, men will make promises, and we all know this is true, and it's true in, various aspects of life. But men will make promises to gain an advantage. They will promise something to somebody in order to gain an advantage. I mean, isn't that essentially what happens in a campaign? People make promises to other people in order to gain an advantage. And, I'm persuaded to believe, And I don't think this will be any big surprise to anybody that somebody would believe this way. But I'm persuaded to believe that people will make promises to other people, and they will make those promises either knowing that it's not likely that they will be able to fulfill those promises. And I'm also persuaded that sometimes people will make promises without any intention of fulfilling those promises. They'll make promises for no reason other than to gain the edge, to gain the advantage. Now, and I guess that sometimes this shows us, one of our human frailties, because what we do is, no matter what, we continue to believe those promises. You know, we want to exercise faith, it seems. We want to believe. And so we continue to believe oftentimes the promises of men just to find out a little bit down the road, well, they didn't pan out. Man has the great ability to make promises and not keep them. To say that I will do this or I will do that and not do it. The Bible tells us that God will do what He says. I said it as we read here in Isaiah chapter 46. Let's read it again. I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. And so how often in our lives, how often have we heard what we might call empty promises made? How often have we had someone make a promise to us and say, well, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, just to find out that they didn't do that. Maybe they didn't even get close to, maybe they didn't even attempt to do it. Have you ever broken a promise? I'll tell you what, if you haven't, you've done a better job than I have. There have been things in my life when I've told people, I'll do this for you, and didn't do it. Maybe I just completely forgot that I had even said it to that person. There have been times, when it has come to me before that sometime afterwards that it would just hit me and I thought, you know what, I told that person I would do that and I never did do it. I wish that oftentimes I would be more conscious of things like that, but sometimes we do forget things. So sometimes we might make a promise and break it completely unintentionally. Sometimes we may promise to do something and we may just find out after we did that we really didn't have the ability to do it after, to even perform it. And sometimes I think we just let it go because maybe we don't want to admit, maybe we don't want to go to a person and say, well, I promised you that I would do this, but I found out after I promised you that I just wasn't smart enough to do it, or I didn't have the strength to do it, or I forgot, or whatever that the case may be. But nevertheless, I believe that all people are guilty of saying at times of things that we may do and not get it done. But God's not like that. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than our ways and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. And so when we think of this, it makes me to think of the verse. How many know what the 118th Psalm says in verse 8? Psalm 118, verse 8. I'm sure that some of you here could quote that. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Well, why? Why is it better? Why is it better to trust in the Lord than to place your confidence in man? Well, there's no such thing as man that doesn't fail. All people fail. We all fail in something. I mean, we are not perfect. And so it's better to trust in one that doesn't fail. And isn't that one of God's great promises? And I suppose that perhaps more than anything, that what I'm trying to say to you today is that I am so thankful for the promises that God has made to us. Because his promises are sure. His promises are steadfast. Listen, if God has promised you something, you can expect to receive it. I live my life, you live your life. As the children of God, as Christian people, we live our lives in many ways based upon the promises of God. What would we do today as a church? I don't know if you have stopped and thought about this, but what would we do today as a church were it not for the promises that God has made to his church? There have been some that have believed, and it's part of the belief of the the fairly new doctrine that's floating around in our world today that I believe is absolutely false. I believe it's absolutely false doctrine, but it has to do with the secret rapture and all of these things. And there are some that believe that the nation of Israel was in no way a type of, or did not in any way typify the church at all. That, or the church rather, let me put it this way, there are some that believe that the church, in that doctrine, they believe the church was just an afterthought. That it was just something that God came up with after that Israel as a nation had failed. But listen, I want you to know that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a product of prophecy. Many years of prophecy. God intended, the church was not an afterthought. God intended to build his church and to establish his church. And if you believe those things, then you knock out a lot of promises that were made to the church. And what I'm trying to say is that there are people that believe that the church is not a spiritual Israel at all, but she is. We are spiritual Israel. And because of that, we lay claim to many promises that God made, and there were promises made in the Old Testament. There were things that were said about the nation of Israel. There were things that were said about national Israel that I believe are fulfilled in spiritual Israel. Those things are fulfilled in the Lord's church. And thank God for the promises that he has given to us. I'm looking for God to continue to keep his promises. Has God ever broken a promise to you? I asked you earlier if you had ever broken a promise to someone, or I may ask you if some other person in your life has ever made a promise to you and not kept that promise. And I think that certainly all of us would be able to answer that in the affirmative. But what about the question, has God ever broken a promise to you? Has God ever let you down in any way? I'll tell you, I don't believe there's ever been a relationship in this world between two people, be it mother and daughter, father and son, husband and wife, siblings. I don't believe there's ever been a human relationship where in one way or another, one person did not disappoint the other person. But I can stand today with an honest heart and tell you that God has never disappointed me. God has never let me down. God has been faithful to me. God has never broken a promise to me. You know what I believe? Because that God saved me by his grace. You know what I believe today based upon his promise, and I stand on it just as firm as you could stand on anything, that I'm going to heaven when this life is over. I believe that because of the promise that the Lord made unto his people. Jesus Christ said it. He said, Father, of all that you have given me, I have lost none. And he won't lose any. I'll tell you what, everyone that has been truly saved by the grace of God, we have the promise of God resting upon us that when we close our eyes in death, that we're going to make it to heaven. Because God has promised that to everybody that he has saved. men will disappoint. Not only will people disappoint you, but I'll guarantee you that throughout your life, you will be a disappointment to other people. I'll guarantee you that if we, you know, we may not always be forthcoming, we may not always be honest with each other about it, but if we were, and perhaps it's better because we may end up being angry with each other if we did, but if we would really be honest and forthright with each other, we would certainly have to confess to one another, yes, there have been times and there have been ways in which you have let me down, my friend, in which you have disappointed me, in which I expected, you know, more of you than what I got. We're not like God. But God can keep. God can keep and will keep His every promise. So why? I want to go back to what I was saying. Why? Why is this true? Why is it better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man? Well, for one reason, God has never outstepped or overstepped His boundaries when He was making a promise. God has never made a promise to anybody. He's never made a promise to an individual. He's never made a promise to a church. He has never made a promise to a nation that God was not able to keep that promise. He has never overstepped His boundaries in making a promise. God has never made a promise to anybody and then found out that He was not able to perform that which He had promised, because God has no limit to His power. God is omnipotent, and there is nothing that challenges His power, and there are no limits to His power. And so whatever God says He will do, He can do. He can do. Now, you know, folks, there have been things I've said, well, I'll do that, and found out that I spoke too soon because I couldn't do it. I either didn't have the knowledge to do it or the power to do it, but God never, He never oversteps His boundaries when making a promise, because He can do anything. Somebody reminded me this morning before church. Somebody reminded me that they had listened to the song, God Can Do Anything But Fail. And is that not true? God never fails us. Isn't that one of God's great promises to His people, that He would never fail us, that He would never forsake us? Let me tell you something. I could make that promise to you today. I could look at you today and I could say, friend, I promise you that I'll never fail you. I promise you that I'll never forsake you. Well, I can promise you this, that I would never be able to keep that promise. I just wouldn't be able to keep it. In one way or another, probably before the day even ended, in one way or another, I would fail you in some way. But God promised to us He would never fail us. He promised to us He would never forsake us. And isn't that a great comfort when you go through life from day to day? Because I'll tell you, we never know what's going to happen to us in this life. But isn't it great to be a child of God today? And isn't it great to know that you have somebody that has promised to you that no matter what happens, no matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, no matter what trial comes your way, no matter what sorrow comes upon you, no matter what heartache that you have, I promise you that I'll never leave you. I promise you that I'll never forsake you. I promise you that I'll never fail you. And to know that God has promised us that, and that He has the power to keep it. He has the ability to keep it. No wonder that the Bible speaks of His promises being exceeding great and precious promises. God never lies. He never lies. Now, as sad as it is, I hate to even say it, but as sad as it is, I believe there are people that make promises that they know when they make them, they're lying. They know when they make you that promise, they're telling you a lie. They're making you that promise, as I said earlier. They're making that promise to gain an advantage in somehow. They're making that promise to somehow gain an office or gain your trust or gain something. And they'll make a promise knowing good and well that they're lying to you when they make it, but yet they'll still make the promise in order to gain that advantage. That's just part of the depravity of man, I suppose. But listen, when God makes a promise to anybody, you're getting a promise from somebody that the Bible says cannot lie. God never lies. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Standing on the promises, what a good song. When you really think about it in its in light of what it really is, how reliant we are upon the promises of God and the foundation that's under us today, friends, because of the promises that God has made to us. Listen, we haven't seen everything yet that God has for us. Even though we have been saved, we have been given the earnest of our inheritance, the Bible says. We have not seen yet all the great benefits that there are to being a child of God. Today we are resting on promises that the Lord made to us, promises of things that are in the future for us that are yet to come. I'll tell you what, I believe one day if God delays his coming and allows time to go on, they'll take my body and they'll place it in the ground. It'll be dead. I'll rest in hope of a better resurrection. I'll rest in hope of God giving me a new body that won't be subject to the things that this body was. Why? Because he promised me that. I'll go to sleep in the Lord, hanging on to that promise. There are people in this cemetery right over here, right now, when they lived in this world, their bodies are dead now. The body without the spirit of dead, while they lived in this world, they held on to that promise that God had given them that one day he would raise them from the dead and give them a better body. And now they're resting in hope of that resurrection. And I'll tell you what, God's going to keep his promise. He's going to perform it. He's going to perform it. God never breaks a promise. God cannot lie. God won't die. He won't die before he's able to perform any of his promises. There have been people that, no doubt through the years of time, there have been people that made promises to other people. There have been people that said, I'll do this for you, and had every intention of doing it, but before they were able to keep their promise, death came upon them, and they didn't get the job done, and they couldn't do it after that. But listen, God is alive. He's alive forevermore, and every promise that God has made to us, he's never going to die before he keeps every one of them. He will present us faultless before his throne. Isn't that a great promise from God to his people, that he will present us faultless before his throne one day? Sure it is. I want to share a verse with you from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. It says, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Not one word. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. And when there in 1 Kings 8:56, when it said what I was trying to say earlier, but it was seeming to have a hard time getting it out, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. Friends, listen, that's a promise made to the church. To the church, according to all that he has promised thee, he hath not failed one word of all of his promise toward us. God never fails in anything. People make promises because of their own agenda. People make promises because of their own ambition. People make promise to gain, as I've already said, to gain their own advantage based upon what they want to see done, based upon what they want to have, based upon something that they feel that they want to do. And so they will make promises to people and oftentimes fail in those promises because either they didn't have the ability to keep them in the first place, or else perhaps they didn't ever even intend to keep those promises. So it's better, no matter who that it is, it's better to trust in the Lord than to place your confidence in man. And I'll tell you what, listen, a nation, if you want to have a nation that's strong, if you want to have a nation that's united, then you let it be a nation that's placing their confidence and their trust in the Lord God Almighty rather than men. Listen, there are men that come along and they begin to make promises, and all they are men. And people, oftentimes, they look to that person as the Savior. Listen, we only needed one Savior, and he's already been here, and he's coming again. And if you want a nation, if you want to see a nation that's strong and united and blessed, you let it be a nation that's placing their trust in God and not in man. What's the Bible say about it? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's where my trust is today, in him, in the Lord. I pray, or I trust, that God can give us what we need. He can give us what we need. God can give us victory when it seems like victory is the furthest thing from us. God can give us victory. He can give us victory. God can do anything. But people, as I said, people, they push their own agenda for their own advantage. Oftentimes, the interest of others is not even what concerns them. But I'll tell you what, God has made promises to us with our best interest at heart. With our best interest. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he came here to this world, everything he did was for us. Was for us. You know, I mean, he suffered. He suffered so that we could be blessed. He died so that we could live. The things he did were, you know, for us, in our best interest, not in his own, but in our best interest. You hear people all the time after they've made their big speeches, they've told everybody what they're going to do. You know, this is what I'm going to do for you. You know, you give me the opportunity. This is what I'm going to do for you. I know what God can do. I know what the Lord can do. And I place my trust in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, in the one that has made promises and is able to keep them. I trust in the one that said this. I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. So, as people often say, I want to say this about God's promises. My name is Jerry Miller, and I approve this message. I approve of God and what He is able to do. And that's where we need to be placing our trust. Listen, if you're here today and you're lost, I want to tell you something that God promised you. He promised you this. Don't ever doubt it. He promised this to you. He promised you that if you will repent of your sins to His satisfaction and place all your trust in Him, He will save you. He will give you eternal life. He promised that because the Bible says that He so loved you, He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You have the promise from God that if you'll meet His conditions, He'll save you. And He'll keep that promise. How many of you today can testify to God keeping that promise? That if you'll turn to the Lord in repentance and place your trust in Him, He will save you with an everlasting salvation. Let's stand and sing.